In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Let us quieten our hearts this morning in thanksgiving and prayer. Holy and righteous God, our dear Heavenly Father, as we have come here this morning, dear Father, to gather around your holy and precious word. We desire to thank you for this new day of grace that you have given unto us. We thank you for our homes and our families. We thank you for those precious escorts that you have gifted unto us. And all that we have been blessed with in this temporal life. But above all these blessings, dear Father, we desire to uplift our hearts and thank you for this greatest gift that man can own. This gift of your dear Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, whom you saw it good, dear Father, to send into this cold and dark world, to suffer that awful death, but also to be raised victorious over death, so that we could have this living hope by and through Him for heaven one day. Dear Father, we pray on behalf of those who are experiencing difficulty and trials of this life. Comfort and uplift them in their place of watching. And dear Father, we especially remember that young family they're set apart from believers in North Carolina. Whom you saw it good to take their little baby home to heaven. Comfort and uplift them in their small family, as only you can. Dear Father, we pray that you would continue to lead and guide your grace kingdom here on earth. May your will be done. And we enclose all our thoughts and prayers in that perfect prayer that your dear Son taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who have trespassed against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. This Sunday, the theme is the gift of baptism. And I thought we would read a familiar portion of Scripture from the 8th chapter of Acts. And we will read verses 26 through 40. With that prayer of faith that God would give unto us as He sees good at this time. The words are as follows in Jesus' name. And the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, Arise and go toward the south, unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is desert. And he arose and went. And behold, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch, of great authority under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who had charge of all her treasure, and had come to Jerusalem for to worship, was returning, and sitting in his chariot, read Isaiah the prophet. Then the Spirit said unto Philip, Go near and join thyself to this chariot. And Philip ran thither to him and heard him read the prophet Isaiah and said, Understandest thou what thou readest? And he said, How can I, except some man should guide me? And he desired Philip that he should come up and sit with him. The place of the scripture which he read was this. He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before his shearer, so opened he not his mouth. In his humiliation, his judgment was taken away. And who shall declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth. And the eunuch answered Philip and said, I pray thee, of whom speaketh the prophet this? Of himself or of some other man? Then Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus. And as they went on their way, they came unto a certain water. And the eunuch said, See, here is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized? And Philip said, If thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And he commanded the chariot to stand still, and they went both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. And when they were come up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught away Philip, that the eunuch saw him no more. And he went on his way rejoicing. But Philip was found at Azotus, and passing through, he preached in all the cities till he came to Caesarea. Amen. I first want to bring you, dear brother and sister, greetings of love and God's peace from our meeting there yesterday at the LLC office. We as the mission committee were together there. And then after that meeting, they actually kicked off that committee of that where they're searching possibly for looking into the options of a facility down here, possibly, or whatever. God only knows.
But it's a committee that is set up to look into different options for camp work and different uses for a building possibly, or land or whatever. So may we also pray to God on according to this, as far as God knows our needs, as far as camp work. The numbers of youth are increasing rapidly. And it is a good problem. This teaching of our Sunday school children and youth and is so important. May we have this kind of heart and mind to continue to do this work that is asked of us. It is not our work, but it is God's work. And this is how God does His work, is by and through His children here on earth. As I already mentioned, the theme for this Sunday is the gift of baptism. Baptism is one of those holy sacraments. Spoke to the Sunday school about baptism and what it is. Seems like so oftentimes we need those reminders take us back to what those sacraments mean and that covenant of baptism. Baptism, we know, is a promise to God, a promise to keep faith and good conscience. This portion of Scripture speaks to us of, we could say, the order of grace, where first we must believe, and then we are baptized. Baptism does not save us, but believing does. It is this faith that saves us. We know and understand that one that oftentimes there has been those times where those little babies have been called home to heaven before they've been baptized. If we think back to the very beginning of pages of the Bible, what did God create? He created light. Light of the Holy Spirit. Every child born into this world owns this light. It is a gift from God. Then when one is baptized, there's that covenant we make with God. Through faith, to keep that conscience tender and clean. It's interesting when we read this portion of Scripture, if we were to read before this red portion that we have before us, we see that it was a time where the gospel was spreading. Philip was preaching the glad tidings of great joy. But there was a man there also, namely Simon. He was, I suppose you could say, a sorcerer. Obviously, wasn't a believer. But he took interest in what Philip was preaching. And he even wanted to believe. And he also was baptized. But if we were to read that portion, it would be interesting for all of you to read it. But there he, when he seen Philip doing that work of God, and how they, when they believed, they received that Holy Spirit. Simon, obviously then, his understanding was revealed that he didn't understand properly. Because when he witnessed this, he offered money. To be able to receive that Holy Ghost. It says here in the 18th verse, "And when Simon saw that through the laying on of the apostles' hands the Holy Ghost was given, he offered them money, saying, 'Give me also this power, that on whomsoever I lay hands, he may receive the Holy Ghost.'" Then Peter rebuked him. And he said, "Thy money perish with thee, because thou hast thought that the gift of God may be purchased with money." The gift of grace is a free gift. God offers it to everyone. Everyone who desires to believe their sins forgiven. This mission work was going on then and has continued through the years. This offering of God's grace will continue till that time when God closes those doors of grace and the end will come. And so it was at this time that Philip was doing that work, preaching the gospel. There were many that received the grace of repentance. But it's interesting when we read these portions how they first believed their sins forgiven. Then they were baptized. This portion of God's Word that we read, it begins here and says, "The angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, Arise and go toward the south, unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is desert.' And then it said, he arose and went." Dear brother and sister, you dear youth, it's important that we want to be obedient to God's Word. Be obedient to the Spirit that is found in His kingdom. When we think about this, the enemy is going about like a roaring lion. He is working through our carnal minds. He is working through our sinful flesh. But it's important to remember that gift of baptism, that promise to God to endeavor to keep faith and good conscience. The enemy knows that if we don't do this, he will soon snare us away from God's kingdom and God's children. It is a battle that we are on. But we read in this text that of what this Ethiopian eunuch was reading of. He was reading of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who suffered and died on our behalf. This precious gift of faith that we have been given is nothing to take lightly, because it is God that has given it to us. We need to take care of it. So that one day we can reach those shores of heaven. This text continues and says, "And behold, a man of Ethiopia, an eunuch of great authority under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, who had charge of all her treasure, and had come to Jerusalem for to worship, was returning." So we see here that this eunuch was returning from Jerusalem back to Gaza. He was not believing. But obviously we see how he must have been searching for the true and living God. God had effected in his heart that he needed to find true peace. It is amazing to me when I read this portion of Scripture, how God truly finds those of His own. When we think about this with our own carnal mind, we think, what are the chances that this eunuch there in the desert, reading the Holy Scriptures, that God would have sent an angel unto him? When I think about this, it also comes to my mind of those happenings there in deep, dark Africa. particularly this one story that I heard, where this one man came home from work, supper was there waiting for him. And he could not even eat. He had told his wife that he's going to find God's kingdom. He had no idea that there were even services being held there at that time. And he set out in the dark of night to search for God's kingdom. And there he was led to that house where believers were gathered. Isn't it amazing, dear brother and sister? How it is God from beginning to end. We are servants that do His work. But it is only God that can affect the hearts of man. It is the same way for this Enoch there, where Philip was sent to find this unbelieving man. And what did Philip do? The Bible says he preached unto him Jesus. That simple message of the gospel, that he too can believe his sins forgiven. And then he was baptized. Dear brothers and sisters, you dear mothers and fathers, continue to preach this gospel in your homes. Preach it often. Continue to teach those little ones and the older ones to take care of matters in the family when they come up, as it seems like they so often do. This is important work in the family. That we teach our little ones. This teaching doesn't end. But it continues till that day when we pass from this life or they pass from this life. When we think about baptism, it's a joyous time. Such a precious time where we go to those homes and there's that Bible there and that water and candles and flowers. And we know it's a special time. And I think it's good also for us to, as parents, when we're preparing for these baptisms in our homes, that we do think soberly on who we choose for godparents. For when we think about this, Why are we choosing godparents? The main purpose for choosing these godparents is that they too, who we choose, could help those ones on this way to heaven. We are also reminded there at those baptisms the importance of the work in the home, your dear mothers and fathers. Oftentimes we tire. Oftentimes we get weary. And oftentimes the enemy preaches. But pray to God that He would give hearts and minds that wisdom to nurture these precious gifts from God all the way to heaven's shore. For this is our life. This is our duty. And this is why God has gifted us with those precious gifts. To take care of them until God takes them home. And so we do this in weakness and trembling. To the best of our ability. Oftentimes feeling so lacking. But dear brother and sister, dear parents, it is important work. And even now, our Heavenly Father wishes to encourage you. Uplift your hearts and believe all of those stumblings and faults, sins of the journey forgiven. In Jesus' name and precious blood. I too, coming here before you, want to be reassured with that gospel that can have my many doubts and sins forgiven. We can rejoice just as this Ethiopian eunuch rejoiced when he heard the precious gospel. We need to hear it often. But that psalm comes to my mind where that psalm writer was praying. And he said, "Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation." How does this restoration take place, dear brother and sister? By and through the precious gospel. When sins are forgiven, when all sins are forgiven, there's great joy in the heart, isn't there? There is so much joy in believing because we are on the road to heaven's shore where one day there will be no more trials, no more sorrow, but only eternal joy and happiness where then we can truly praise our Heavenly Father. It pays to believe. The reward is great. I assure you, dear brother and sister, you dear precious youth, that when we get there, we won't want to return. Believe all of your sins and doubts forgiven in Jesus' name and precious blood. In Jesus' name, and always blessed name, amen. Let us quieten our hearts in closing benediction. The Lord bless us and keep us. The Lord make His face shine upon us and be gracious unto us. The Lord lift up His countenance upon us and give us peace. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.